You are back on the Rubicon with Mike Beyer and James Lewis, Sirius XM channel 141. Every time Mike comes in, it's been a while, and he admittedly, I don't want to use the word rusty, but he said he hasn't whipped out the guitar in quite some time. But every time Mike comes on, he does a song for us to give us an example specifically of the type of music Operation Song provides for the clientele base. Before you play us off, where can my listeners find out about Operation Song? So if people are interested in donating and participating, if somebody knows a veteran or a family of veteran that can benefit from this program, you're based here in Nashville, but do you have operations in different parts of the country? Like, give us a little bit of detail how we can find out about you.
Yeah, well, first of all, you can go to operationsong.org and get all the information you need there. If you want to listen to our songs, go to bandcamp.com.
Okay, so it's on Bandcamp.
We use Bandcamp to post all the songs on there. It's a great site for indie artists. And but yeah, we are based in Nashville, but we go all over the country. From New York State to Texas to, we were just out in California.
Okay.
Headed up to Wisconsin in a few months, back to New York. And so we go wherever we can, find some support.
Is it a literal tour or is it?
So the way we do it, basically, when we go into another community, like we're headed to Albany, New York.
All right.
In September.
I was just in Albany not too long.
Okay. Oh, great little town, actually. Yes. And so what we do, we've partnered with some individuals there, and we basically come in, we bring songwriters, and we hold a 2-day event, basically. So the first day is we pair our songwriters up with veterans, let them write their songs, and then the next day we have a performance for the community where we kind of have it as a little fundraiser to help us kind of recoup some of our expenses. But okay. It's honoring, we want to honor the veterans in the community and let the community hear their stories.
Absolutely.
And I'll give you one real quick that was really, that I had never thought about that kind of blew me away, was we wrote with a young man who was a bugler.
Okay.
And I thought, man, you know, a bugler, what kind of struggles could a bugler go through? And this is just me thinking, you know, I mean, he just played a bugle, right? But when he told his story, he told how he played taps for hundreds of military funerals. And after he told that story, one, I just felt like a jerk because I downplayed his story a little bit to begin with. Oh, he's just a bugler. But he played that song in tribute to hundreds of fallen soldiers. And, you know, if you don't think that would wear on somebody
right
after a while, you know. So that's one of the things I love about this is we hear so many perspectives, not just the combat soldiers' perspectives, but the soldiers who served in support and what they deal with and what they struggle with. So just incredible.
So I want to thank you, Mike, for coming in and just being a part of the movement that I've been putting together. It's been about 5 years since I met you and have had you on the show several times. And once again, just great to have you on this new platform on Sirius XM 141 HUR Voices. I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let you play us off, man. Whatever song resonates with you, and I'll let you play.
All right. Well, let me tell you the story real quick on this song. It's called "It Won't Rain Today," and it was written with Gold Star Father Jack Clark, with songwriter Tom McElvain. And Jack was a retired colonel in the Army, and his son Todd Clark was killed in Afghanistan in 2013, June 8th, I believe. And Todd, he was just a great guy. He was one of those soldiers who everybody looked up to. He was a great leader. He was a great husband and father and a great son. And so Jack, you know, his purpose in life now is to keep Todd's story alive and to say his name and let people hear his name and hear his story. And when we had met Jack, he had shared with Tom that he, you know, he was getting a little bit tired and he was, you know, he didn't think that he was making a difference anymore with telling Todd's story. But after they wrote this song, it gave Jack new energy and new vision. And I tell you, Jack has become family to us, and it's just been an incredible knowing him and his family. And this song is just, it's one, I love it. It's one of my favorite songs that we've written. So this is Tom McElvain and Jack Clark, and This is about Todd Clark, Lieutenant Colonel Todd Clark. Stetson wrapped in cavalry, A&M to the bone. Blue-eyed kid from Albany, me Texas is home. He was born to lead, always right up front. First into the fire, 'cause that's where the fight was won. He's still watching over us today. I can almost hear him say, oh, the road goes on forever. It ain't all work, no play. Love conquers all. Fortune favors the brave. Don't give up on tomorrow. Don't give up on tomorrow, 'cause it won't rain today. A two-stepping Irish boy with spurs on his feet, bagpipes and fiddles with a naggy attitude. When the work is over and it's time for cutting loose, he'd be the first to buy a round of Shiner Bock or two. He's still watching over us today. I can almost hear him say, oh, the road goes on forever. It ain't all work, no play. Love conquers all. Fortune favors the brave. And don't give up on tomorrow. Oh, don't give up on tomorrow. 'Cause the road goes on forever. It ain't all work, no play. Love conquers all. Fortune favors the brave. And don't give up on tomorrow. Oh, don't give up on tomorrow. It won't rain today.
Of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses
and we need our doctors,
but hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How?
To the patients.
Black Friday, wow, shop, Wayfair now, month long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday score, silence and treats.
Saving with ease,
lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, better you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands up, we're clogging, we are roads.
Wayfair is home.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair.